Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Elaine B. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today's date is Friday, November 17th, and we are reading from the Big Book, page XIII, paragraph 5. It begins with, "We are not an organization in the conventional sense," and ends with, "We simply wish to help those who are afflicted." Today's readers are, we have Janelle T. for the 12 steps, Robin B. for the 12 traditions, Julie E.B. will read and comment on our text, and Sherry M. for page 164. The reference number for yesterday's 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting is 20841, 20,841. And the reference number for this morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting, is 20844. DOA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We're self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states that each group has but one primary purpose: to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I will now ask Chanel T. to please read the 12 steps for us.
Good morning. Chanel T. in Washington State, recovered by the grace of God. Here are the steps we took which are suggested as a program of recovery. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive eaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you, Pass.
Thank you, Chanel. I will now ask Robin B. to please read the 12 traditions of OA.
Thank you, moderator. Hi, this is Robin B. in Ohio, living in recovery one day at a time. The 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose: to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no on outside issues, hence the OA ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, film, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personality. Thank you for letting me serve in that class.
Thank you, Robin B. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery that are described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We're sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We are on page XIII, paragraph 5, and I will ask Julie E.B. to please begin reading.
Hi, this is Julie E.B., gratefully recovered in Colorado Springs. We are not an organization in the conventional sense of the word. There are no fees or dues whatsoever. The only requirement for membership is an honest desire to stop drinking. We are not allied with any particular faith, sect, or denomination, nor do we oppose anyone. We simply wish to be helpful to those who are afflicted. As I was looking at this reading and hearing this reading on the earlier meeting, I couldn't help but think about all the dues and fees that I paid. I've gained and lost over 1,000 pounds in my lifetime. And I've been living at a healthy weight, an abstinent life for over 6 years now. But I was dying in this disease over a decade ago, and I'm so grateful. You know, I paid so much money to manage weight loss programs, thousands of dollars, over $10,000 I added up one time. And I could be the star pupil because I'm a compulsive over and under eater with restricting and bulimia. And so I was a star pupil. I would go on these diets and show them. And I remember one time I lost 100 pounds in 20 weeks and I was their star pupil. My hormones went out of control. I got a fibroid that grew. I lost my uterus as a result. And it was only in the second phase of the program when we talked about reducing normal eating that the lady started to get kind of a panicked look on her face because she realized, I think, that I wasn't the star pupil. I was the sickest person there. And thank God that I found this program. That someone, that there was a meeting there for me, that there was a person there to point the way to that meeting, and that when I showed up in that meeting, someone walked in from this program that also went to face-to-face meetings and had that light in their eyes. I was working with a sponsor who was still in the food, and they said, yeah, are you willing to start? What are you willing to start as your basic abstinence? It wasn't overly complicated, and we just met and read together, and God did a miracle. And so I'm grateful, too, to have a place where there's no contradiction or need to divide or oppose. There's so much opposition among people in the world, and in my world, there's people that I want to oppose. But today, through this program, I can have a unity of purpose to just be helpful. I always wanted to rescue everyone or just dive into a pit of shame because I couldn't do all that I thought I should or anything I thought I should. But today, instead of swinging from just controlling to compliance or swinging from rescuing and being the hero to being in a pit of anxiety and depression, today I just try and be helpful. I'm facing a couple of difficult situations today, and I just want to be helpful. I'm not the hero of the day. I do as much as I can and let it be and let my higher power do the rest. And I pray that you will turn the promise into a prayer like I have. And may God do for me what I cannot do for myself, because where I end, that's where my higher power begins. Thanks for letting me share, and I pass.
Perfect timing. Thank you so much, Julie E.B. Although we value everybody's experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you have not shared in the last few meetings and would like to comment on page XIII, paragraph 5, please press star 1 to unmute and give me your name.
Margo.
Lisa N.
I heard Margo and somebody N.
Lisa N.
Lisa N. Margo, what's the first initial of your last name?
C.
And I heard Roz. Is that Roz G?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Anybody else want to get in this lineup? Okay, let's kick it off with Margo B, Lisa N, and Roz G. Please share with us, Margo.
Hi, Margo here, compulsive overeater, grateful to claim my seat. So just to be rigorously honest, when I called into the room, I just knew that, like I was just struggling with weight gain. You know, it was a binge and, you know, restrict every diet, every weight loss, every blah, blah, blah. And, of course, my value and my worth is contingent upon it. And then even if I got there, it still wasn't good enough. And honestly, I didn't come into the rooms to stop eating compulsively. I came to the rooms to be able to eat when I want, how I want, how much I want, with no boundaries, but without the consequences, you know, of being passed out, you know, on a couch from bags and boxes, you know. You know, not feeling like somebody's talking to me and looking at the nuts on the table, you know. I just wanted, you know, just to keep going and going. And then, nature abhors a vacuum. So then it was like, you know, now what? Because God graced me with abstinence. And then filled my days with meetings. Couldn't get to enough meetings. And so the response was like, okay, you need to be in the world, you know. The program's about being a bridge, you know. Can't hide behind the room. And then, you know, life happened because I showed up instead of hiding under the bags and boxes and yada, yada, yada. And the whole game of cycle, the drama and trauma of like restrict, binge, you know. Let me find the next right diet or whatever. So I'm just grateful that today, God keeps me open and teachable, and that I can keep moving forward. But I can't do it without his grace, and I can't be connected with him unless I use the tools of this program, and this is one of them. So thank you so much, everybody, for your service.
Thank you so much, Margo B. Lisa N., you are up next. You'll be followed by Roz G.
Good morning. Thank you, Eileen, for your service today. Hi, everybody. Lisa N., compulsive overeater, recovered today by God's grace and mercy. And it's just for today, so don't worry. You don't have to worry about how you're going to do it tomorrow. It's just today. The thing that popped out, yeah, I mean, I spent lots of money too. I can't even face it, right, how much I spent. But what popped out for me was, we are not allied with any particular faith, sect, or denomination, nor do we oppose anyone. We simply wish to be helpful to those who are afflicted. And it is my belief that my higher power wants that nobody should perish with this disease ruling their lives, but to have peace and faith in something higher than them. And so that is why we sit in the rooms together. We behave because that's what our higher power asks us to do. There are rules about how to behave. And not to say that, you know, people at my church don't behave, but they don't have the rules exactly like we do. We are given some really fine rules to live. I didn't know how to live before this program. I made a mess of my life. You know, I was taught basic things, but I didn't know that they were really serious to follow. And this is serious. And we are not to oppose anyone in these meetings. We're not to say, okay, because you're Jewish, I am going to be like, I'm not listening to what you have to say. Or because you're Muslim or Buddhist or whatever you are, I'm not listening to you and I'm not even going to say hello to you. I'm not going to hug you at the end of the meeting or show you love or compassion. And if you call me, I'm not going to take your call. There's everybody in this group, if you come to this group, who is in charge is the higher power, not us. And that is such a beautiful thing. And that higher power wants us all to be well. And so we're to help each other become well. And that influence of that higher power helps us to want to do that too. And so I'm grateful for this program and all that it's done for me and all of you. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Lisa M. Roz G, you're up next, and after that, we'll take another line up on page XIII, paragraph 5. Please share with us, Roz.
Okay. Good morning, Julie. Elaine. I was just saying the name Julie because she's the person that shared. So sorry about that. Good morning, everyone. My name is Roz G. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Palmdale, California, and I'm so grateful for the opportunity to share today. And I could also talk about the fees that I paid to have weight loss, although I had a lot of poverty on welfare for about 5 years of my life, and a lot of that was during my disease, when my disease was highly active, and I could not afford pay in ways. You know, so I just went to the library and got every diet book. I mean, if you looked at my library record, you would see all the different diet books that I checked out. And I did spend our bill money on a diet program once. I mean, like a whole month's worth of bills, I bought diet products. I really hurt my family on that. But anyway, no fee, no dues or fees. Well, I believe there is a price, and the price that had to be paid was on page 14. A price had to be paid. It meant destruction of self-centeredness. And my goodness, I am I'm a selfish, self-centered lady without the power of these steps, without the power of God. And for me to wish to be helpful to somebody else without me getting anything in return is absolutely, you know, unthinkable. But today, I'm telling you, I was thinking about it yesterday. I was thinking that I have no desire to compulsively overeat. I don't want crap or dessert. I don't even think about it. But of course, that's just one day at a time. I cannot get arrogant and think, oh, that's going to be that way forever. Why? Because I wish to be helpful. And there's so many things that I do today to be helpful to others. At work, I help new teachers. I spend time with them and I help train them. In program, I work with sponsees. I have, service positions, which take time in my life and, you know, the time out of meetings. And my mother's 84 years old. I go and help her. I'm in, you know, now that I'm becoming a dancer and I help the new people that come into and, you know, help them with the steps and be encouraging to them. There's so many things in my life that I could do to be helpful, my family, the program. And, you know, before it was just like everybody else that's been sharing, all I really wanted was just to lose weight. And I have gained so much more. I've gained a full life, a real life, a life where I have feelings, and sometimes they're not happy feelings. Thank you. But you know what? There's always people here to help me. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Roz G. So, though we value everybody's experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day so that others might share their experience too. If you'd like to comment on page XIII, paragraph 5, please press star 1 to unmute. Anybody want to share?
Mary Ellen
A. from Michigan.
I heard Sherry and somebody A.
Yes.
Who was it with the last initial A?
Elizabeth.
Oh, Elizabeth. Hello, Elizabeth A. All right.
And Sherry M.
Sherry M. Who else would like to share? Well, we'll continue on little by slowly, and everybody will get a chance that wants to share their insights. I pray you're inspired by these other shares. Okay, Sherry M., please share with us, and you'll be followed by Elizabeth A.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think I'm the third one. There was another Sherry before me. Sorry, I can't
Was
share
there
right
another Sherry time. Before you? Oh, okay. Was there another Sherry? Was there another Sherry that wanted to share? Star one to unmute. Well, not hearing from another Sherry. So Sherry M., do you want to share? Star one to unmute.
I thought I heard a Mary Ellen.
Mary Ellen.
Okay.
Is there a Mary? Okay. Sherry M., why don't you go ahead? Mary Ellen, if I miss you, please get on the next lineup. And and you'll be followed by Liz. Thank you,
okay.
Sherry.
Elaine, we are not a glum lot. Thank you. I'm Sherry M., gratefully recovered today from Wyoming on the phone list, currently in California. And thank you so much for your service. And okay, so what's standing, this is, I love this paragraph because it's packed full of traditions, and I love the traditions, and grateful that I've had sponsors that have studied the traditions with me. And so what it says is that we are only requirement, there's only one requirement, everyone is welcome here who has an honest desire to stop eating. What I've learned, though, is not everybody in our rooms has my disease. But everyone is welcome. So I always have to make sure that I am getting the correct information from the correct people who identify with my disease, which is I have a disease of no choice. And what defines me as a real compulsive overeater is not having any control once I start my alcoholic substances. And then my mind will always bring me back to them. There are hard eaters here, and they are totally welcome. And I think this program is beneficial and helps everybody as well. That was standing out to me. And then the other thing was that there are no fees or dues. And oh my gosh, like everything that this program has given me for, oh gosh, in 2 months, it'll be 20 years of living this way of life. Everything that I have that is worth of any value has no monetary value at all in my life. And it's all of the inside job. It's the rearrangement of my thoughts and ideas and emotions and the way that I look at life and the way that I see that it is my responsibility, all of my disturbances, there is no my part, the whole thing is mine. It's how I view the world, and it really releases people. The way that I always think about our common welfare should come first in my family, in the world, in my job. It's not about me, it's about what God's will is. I mean, this way of life, you cannot put a price tag on it, but I love what was shared earlier. And I always say freedom is not free. There is a price. And the price is, like it says in the front of my book, dear God, you will, or dear Sherry, you will never have your way again as long as you live. Love God. And P.S., if you follow these directions in this book, you will thank me for it one day at a time. And that's the price for freedom. And I'm so very grateful. So thank you so much for your service. Can't wait to hear from everybody else. And I'll pass. Thanks, Elaine.
Can't hear you, Elaine.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. I've been chatting away. Thank you so much for letting me know that. Thank you, Sherry M. Elizabeth A., you are up next. Star one to unmute, please. Hopefully
Hi.
I can be heard. Okay.
Good. Okay.
Thank you.
Hi. Good morning. This is Elizabeth A. from Michigan. And I have to push myself to share. I've been listening and kind of a cricket, but this reading is so poignant to me because when it talked about no dues or fees, here I am. I came into program in 1986. Thank you, God. I have never left. Low bottom, bulimic, restrictor, binge, purge, over-exercise. Compulsively overeat, whatever it took to look normal. And when they said, you know, there were no dues or fees, it was like, yeah, okay, whatever, because this is awful to admit, but I stole so much food from my employers, from I shoplifted, and, you know, I had to actually go back to a grocery store where I grew up. And a couple of other stores and make amends way back when. And so I just have had such, especially early on, a battle with anger about having this, anger about not being able to do what I wanted, anger at God. But I didn't realize I was such an angry person. And that was the do or fee. It was killing me. The price I took and the toll it took on me, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, physically, was hell. And one thing that a really beautiful friend who lost her battle to this food addiction years ago used to say to me, Liz, this is not a tit-for-tat world. Because if I did for you, you had to do for me. So my expectations were all this obligatory behavior. And when I came into Overeaters Anonymous, I didn't know what to do with all this. Like, no, I can't or don't need to expect something in return. Like, now I'm indebted to you forever. But what does strike me is to whom much has been given, much is required. And I have been given much. This program has given me a profound gift of a better relationship with the Lord, still working on relationships with others, an improved relationship with myself, and the ability to give freely. So anyway, thank you. Blessings.
Thank you. Blessings to you too, Elizabeth Thing, and everybody. Okay, though we value everybody's experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day. If you haven't shared in the last few days, please press star one to unmute. We really would love to hear from you.
Kelly
Mary
L. from Washington.
Kelly L.
Yeah.
Diana
W.
Illinois. Diana W. from Illinois, was it?
Austin.
No. Okay. Austin, Texas.
Kathleen W. Right. from Illinois.
There we go. Thank you, Kathleen W. Anybody else?
Richard S. from Los Angeles, California.
Richard S. from California. LA? All right. Okay. Anybody else? I've got Kelly C., Diana W., Kathleen W., and Richard S. Anybody else on the slide? Okay. So if you are not Kelly L., please press star one to mute your phone. Share with us. And is that an L or a C that I wrote down, Kelly?
It's an L. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Hi, everybody. This is Kelly L. from Washington State. So glad to be here. So glad all of you are here. You know, just like other people had mentioned, what really gets my brain sort of going today is the only requirement for membership is that honest desire to stop eating. And I'm sure like most people, at least everybody I know in program, I had an honest desire to stop. I remember as a 10-year-old buying makeup to cover stretch marks and posting pictures from Teen Bop magazine on my refrigerator, bathroom mirror, everywhere, hoping that that would be the inspiration needed. You know, 10, 15 years of all sorts of body damage, of restricting and bulimia and self-hatred. And in fact, I remember when I would exercise, every time my foot would hit the pavement, I would say something negative about myself, because that's sort of, I mean, I was desperate. My desire to stop eating was killing me, and it was worth that, you know, if it would have worked. And so coming into this program, it's been a year, but I've had entire abstinence for about 4 months. You know, now what I know is that, yes, that honest desire needs to be there, but then there's the rest of the simple steps, right? Which, you know, unfortunately I didn't know about. And I'm so thankful that I did. And, you know, speaking of blessings and not understanding, you know, God's terms, until you look back, but, you know, my greatest afflictions was not only my food obsession, but also my dad as an alcoholic. And he experienced recovery during COVID and actually found, you know, AA, which is how OA came into my life. And, you know, who would have known, right, that all of these, you know, things that I would have said were some of my greatest afflictions ended up being exactly what I needed to get me with a relationship to a higher power. And I had a conversation with my stepson this morning, who's of a particular denomination of religion that's, you know, more conservative than I would have, you know, I would have been judgmental of before. And we now have these beautiful discussions on higher power. And I feel as connected to him, more connected than I ever have before. And that's a miracle, right? So the miracles unfold every single day. Once I had that honest desire, which it's been there forever, but then I got the right information. And so for that vision and for the big book, I'm forever internally grateful. So with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kelly L. Okay, Diana W., you're up next, followed by Kathleen W.
Hello. The word, Diana W. from Austin, Texas. The word afflicted by this, afflicted bothered me because I have been afflicted by this disease, this illness, and I did not choose this, you know. I did not choose by choice to be afflicted with it, this disease, but I have it. And the question is, what do I do with it? It's on me, you know. It's either an honest desire to stop, which is, you know, working the steps and part of recovery, or door two, go out and diet, do whatever you want. You're going to always start again at the beginning of this game board, if you will. But there was something about reading that today that struck me in a different way. And it had to do with the Serenity Prayer. I never got that before. It just didn't make sense to me. I would say it, but I had no real connection to what it was trying to tell me until the word afflicted. And things I cannot change, I can't. I'm powerless. This is what I have, and it's not going away. But the courage to do what I can, and that is to be honest and to show up. It's like show and tell. I get to work the program, and it's taking over. And, you know, I get to grow up in this adult body and become something I've been waiting a lifetime to experience. So I do have a way through in working the steps and doing my part, and my willingness to show up and trust God is all part of the process. I'm complete.
Thank you. Thank you, Diana. Okay, thank you so much, Diana. Kathleen W., you are up next, followed by Richard S.
Good morning. This is Kathleen W. I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Illinois. I just love this too. Just being reminded of this again, the only requirement for membership is an honest desire to stop drinking. And I know that an honest desire is quite different from just wanting. I've learned that in this fellowship, and I've learned it in my own experience. Just wanting something can be kind of painful. But when the honest desire comes to us, it's always followed by action, always. I think that Michael Jordan said something like that. Desire is always followed by action. And I think that's one of the rules of the universe. This is so true. And so I was brought into, I was introduced to AA. It was like phase three of my recovery, my life recovery and life journey. Phase one was a spiritual experience when I was very young. Phase two was my AA experience, and phase three, my OE experience. And so God has been so faithful to just bring me from one to another. None of these experiences seemed to me like I was looking for them. But just by God's grace guiding me and being so faithful, even when I was so far off the mark so many times, God pulled me back. He apprehended me every time and set me on the right path. I don't know why, but I think it has to do with God did choose me to do this. And so with that, I can go forward and be helpful. The thing also I've learned from this Vision for You Fellowship really helped me a lot is that, you know, this being helpful to others, and in doing that, this destruction of self-centeredness just happens naturally with that desire to be helpful to others. And it's grown in me, and I'm so grateful because it shows that, you know, didn't always have that interest, even in my, you know, other phases of my recovery. I had some, but now it's so important because it just helps my own recovery grow, and it helps me grow along spiritual lines. And the people that I come in contact with, they're just the ones that I need. And sometimes they're not always easy to work with. And you know, each time I learned a lesson through all of it, and learning also how to love the unlovely sometimes, because I was unlovely and loved. So thank you so much for your shares. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Kathleen W. Richard S. is up next, and we'll have time for a few more shares after Richard.
This is Richard S. from Los Angeles, California, and I'm a compulsive overeater. I've been on the program now for a year and 5 months, and I'm also a member of the Liquid program and the Nicotine program. And the other programs worked for me, so I thought that even though I got an assessment from other people that had gone through OA, that it didn't work for me, I thought maybe it doesn't work for everybody. But for me, I got busy and three planned meals a day and no snacks in between and just grassroots type stuff, very basic, very simple type of looking at the program, nothing complicated. When it got complicated, I just reverted back to making it a very simple adhesive type of program. And I got with a nutritionist, and I'm down 60, 70 pounds, and I'm at my weight goal, and I'm in the gym three times a week. Although I'm 66, I can't do very much in the gym, but I do the exercises I can, and I go to brick-and-mortar meetings, a couple of meetings a week, and I'm active. I stay active on Zoom. This is a 7 a.m. meeting. It's absolutely fantastic. Some of the ladies, some of the fellows are really experiencing what I experience, and they're really experiencing different things that I can learn from. On the other programs, I know 12 Steps, 12 Traditions. So it helped me tremendously to be able to do 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, and 3, 4, and 5 with a friend. And I experienced a lot of success. Now, to keep that success, I have to continue on with the program, reading the OA manual, doing set work, holding out my hand to the newcomer. I can go through a list that I'm sure the experienced people listening on the program this morning know already, and that's brick-and-mortar meetings and Zoom meetings or whatever meetings. Now, I would like to graduate from the program, but as it stands right now, whenever I miss a couple weeks, I immediately go to some kind of a failed attempt to continue on with the program that works. I start to meddle around with snacks in between meals, and it's just, I don't know what it is. I don't do step work, but I do 10 step work concerning it. And so I get back into the program, and brick and mortar meetings and Zoom, and it works just great. So as it stands right now, I'm slim and trim, and just getting a little tuned up in the gym, and a great food plan. And I learned a lot of this from people on the program, listening to their
gentle reminder.
Okay, listening to their experiences, strength and hope, and I'd like to continue to listen to their experience, strength and hope. I learn from them. So it's great to be part of the group, great to be part of the program. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Richard S. Okay, though we value everyone's experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day. So if you haven't shared in the last couple of days, we have time for two more shares, I believe. Who'd like to share?
Loretta H.
Loretta H. And
Alex.
One more.
Alex.
Alex K. And Jordan, if we have time, we'll fit you in too. Okay. Thank you so much. Okay, Loretta H., please share with us. You're followed by Alex K.
Good morning, all, along with my precious God, who is saving my life today. Loretta H., recovered in North Carolina. This paragraph talked about the conventional. I looked at the word conventional. It says normal. Boy, do I know I'm not normal. And this paragraph actually is very, very enlightening, because it actually has all the steps in it. Honesty, the first step, service, the 12th step, and there's little tidbits of all the other steps. And helping others is how I survive, and being who God wants me to be today is because I'm alive. And I do this study. In fact, I'm doing the study again. I started last night with a group of women to get a better understanding of my relationship with God, because this is what this is all about. And this is why my usefulness is experience, strength, and hope is helpful. But I have to remember that I have to identify in only as Loretta, not as somebody else. And this program, because of the honesty of it, I know I'm powerless. That's step one. And I had to do a real honest day of work the first day I walked in, because it's about the work. And then I feel willingness is overrated. Again, it's, you know, there is no free. There, I have freedom today, but that needs the work and actions of the steps. And the service is it actually, before we even get to 124, which is working with others, I think, or 89, there's 124 times it references before we even get there to our usefulness to prevent this affliction in others. And my favorite paragraph is, cling to the thought that in God's hands our darkest past is our greatest asset. With that, we avert death and misery for others. So what a gift. A gift that keeps on giving, but it's the process that I go through every day and working the principles in all my affairs. I actually, this year, I've tried to work the principles of each month and my monthly action plans. And it just works, because the principles are actually what the steps, the traditions, and the concepts give us so that we can practice God's corrective directives. So in today's economy, I get a trust fund of the third step prayer, and then from that, I work under his care to become who he needs me to be. And with that, I pass. God bless. Surrender to serenity to all today, and have a beautiful day with God's blessings. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Loretta H. Alex K., you will be our last share for today. Please share with us.
Thank you, Elaine. Thank you, everyone, for being here and being of service. Alex K. in California, gratefully living in recovery today, compulsive eater. There are no dues or fees. I receive all this for free, all these priceless gifts. My life is being saved by this program. And I'm such a cheapskate that sometimes I would, I remember when they requested at meetings to give $2 if you could, and then after a while it was $3, and I was like, having such a hard time pulling that $3 out of my wallet, and I just laugh at myself and think, for all I've received here, I can, you know, there's no amount of money that I could pay that would repay what this program has given me. And there was a time, the only requirement is a desire to stop eating compulsively. I think there were times early on when I really didn't want to stop eating compulsively. I wanted to be free of the consequences, but I wanted to be able to eat whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted. I thought I wanted to be a normal eater, but normal eaters don't eat like I did when I was compulsively eating. But I kept coming back, and that desire came, and the desire to make my higher power the center of my life instead of food came. And then the wish to be helpful to all. I think I was helpful before, but it was sort of on my terms and when it was convenient for me. And now I feel like I do have that desire to be helpful to my fellows and everyone I come in contact with, because I know that's what my higher power wants for me. And it feels good, and it helps me. And so just a few of the amazing transformations this program has brought to my life, I can never repay, but I try to give what I can when I can, because it's saving my life, and this is my solution. I'm so grateful I found it. I'm so grateful you're here helping me with my recovery today. Thanks so much. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for helping us with ours, too, everybody who shared. So appreciate it. Okay. We'll now close the meeting with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Sherry M., please read A Vision for You. Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Yes. Hi. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.